That's Dan Crane again with another little poem. This one I call New Land, Old World. My wife's uncle Sverre starved out of Norway, then fished in rowing dories for several years. A boy pulling his way by hand halfway around the world, one codfish at a time. Is it any wonder that he was said to have a stubborn streak? In 64, when the earth shook and a tsunami of epic size rose up, hurling death threats at his doorstep, Sverre rushed out and tied a set net anchor to each corner of his house. He had built himself with simple hand tools. The water followed him upstairs to his attic. When it finally slowed, he was left standing tiptoe on a chair, his nose in the peak, water at his collar. As the flood receded and he moved slowly down, he noticed outside his upstairs window an octopus dangling from the limbs of a spruce tree like a Christmas ornament. Outside at last, 2 hours later, he grabbed a grappling hook and snagged his dinner in the tree because his groceries were ruined and his stove needed work. A campfire, a tarp, a fresh octopus. What are the poor folks eating tonight? And where will they sleep? Boiled fish and spuds had always been his mainstay. At 80, he could still do 50 push-ups. Once a year, at the end of salmon season, Sverre would go on a bender, buying drinks for the house and keeping 3 cabs circling all night, because he had done that awful job himself one winter after cod fishing and harbored a soft spot in his soul for cab drivers ever after. He liked seeing them busy. His nieces, my wife and her sisters, would slip money from his shirt pockets as he slept off his beer on their couch. At Christmas, they would mail the cash to him to help him through the winter, alone on his little island, mending nets, repairing skiffs, chopping wood, scanning Norwegian newsprint, and listening to a scratchy radio. Near the end of his life, Sverre decided to fly back to Norway to visit his cousin and show them what America was like. So he bought a Johnson outboard to give them, not knowing that they had them over there, too, by then. When he checked the motor as luggage along with his duffel bag, he was told that he needed to pay extra because of the weight, but there would be no charge if he checked just one piece. So he went into the bathroom, emptied the bag, and came back to the counter with just the Johnson. He was wearing 3 shirts, 3 pairs of pants, 2 pairs of long johns, a full-length wool coat, its pockets full of candy for the kids. When he came home a month later, someone asked him what he thought of flying. "Oh, it was really fast. We got there in 2 days. When I came here on the schooners, it took 2 or 3 years, so the speed was very nice. But damn, they keep those airplanes hot."